A return guest to Made in Manitoba this week as we focus our musical spotlight on a praise and worship singer and songwriter who began his musical journey in Manitoba but now calls Alberta home.
It's been nearly 5 years since we last had Mike R. Schuster join us on the show, and with a brand new album just released called Sing-Alongs and Pseudo-Hymns, we thought it was time to have him back.
Mike R. Schuster is in studio this week for Made in Manitoba. We'll be talking about the new album, how his inspiration to become a musician came from his favorite teacher, and his work with Compassion Canada after this.
Almighty God, your lofty throne has justice for its cornerstone. Shining bright before your face are truth and love and boundless grace are truth and love and boundless grace. Almighty God, to you we sing. Almighty God, our praises bring. Old and new, in spirit and in truth, we worship you and only you, Almighty God. What blessing is the nation crowned? People know the joyful sound. In the light, O Lord, we'll live. Light your face and favor give the. Light your face. Exalted in your righteousness, our fame and might to you belong, for in your favor we are strong, for in your favor we are strong. Almighty God,
and a big thank you to Mike R. Schuster for joining us in studio this week for another edition of Made in Manitoba. So welcome here, Mike.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, how about we reflect for folks your Southern Manitoba connection. For those of you that know Mike and know his music, it won't be a surprise, the story I'm sure he's to tell. But for our new listeners, how about you share a little bit, Mike?
Absolutely. I was made in Manitoba, born in Winnipeg, and grew up there, son of a pastor, son of a Baptist minister, if I can say that out loud on your station. We moved to Pinawa when I was in grade 1 and 2, and then we moved back out to Alberta And I've been there, came back to Manitoba in grade 12, which was just a thrilling experience as a grade 12 student to be pulled out of your school. And and I did my undergrad degree at University of Manitoba in the music department there in education, and taught in Lac de Bonnie. So I've kind of been all over southern Manitoba. And then I've been in Alberta ever since. So,
how about you tell us a little bit, Mike, about your musical journey, and specifically, how did it begin?
I was the guy who was stuck inside practicing piano instead of playing baseball and football and all the things I would have liked to do.
Yeah.
And times were a little different there. I appreciate my parents' strong desire, and it was stronger than a desire, to make sure that all the kids had a music education, and started on piano, picked up the trumpet in junior high. And by the time I got through junior high, I wanted to be a band teacher, just like Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith was my hero. He didn't have a first name. He was just Mr. Smith. And he was amazing. And so I set out to be a band teacher, and that's exactly the route I took. I learned all the brass instruments later in university, the woodwinds and percussion and guitar, obviously, and some of the string stuff. So music's always been a part of it. Sitting in my parents' basement on a Sunday afternoon with my buddies, many of them still here in Manitoba, and you know, playing bluegrass hymns and picking chords out of the back of the country western hymnal, and taught myself to play guitar. Once you play piano, everything's easy, right?
So how would you say your band teacher, your hero, Mr. Smith, how did he inspire you to follow that path and ultimately become who you are today musically?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, he was inspiring just because he was sheer passion. I have a very specific set of memories, you know, on that. I'm sure he didn't walk on water and all the things that I would ascribe to him, but his passion and his dedication to excellence, but not perfection. And I think that's something I've carried through as a band teacher, also as a worship pastor later in life, and in the music that I work with, I write, I perform, and I serve churches with. It's not about perfection ever, but it is about excellence and doing your best and contributing and putting the pieces together. He was just inspiring all the way around.
How would you describe your music and your style to either a new listener or someone that you just run into on the street?
Yeah, that's always tough because really, my music is eclectic. My musical style is eclectic. I love jazz. I don't play jazz. I love country. I love rock. I love pop. And I definitely have a folky side to it. I've lived in Alberta long enough now that I'm definitely got a country side to it. I'm reminded of that constantly, even though I'm not setting out to write a country song. You know, a lot of it is very influenced by folk and country. My heroes, Randy Stonehill, Mark Hurd, Phil Kagi, you know, and some contemporaries, John Bauer, Anthony Packwood, who's worked with me as well, and some of these guys have a huge impact on what I'm doing.
Now let's transition from your musical journey to your spiritual journey and the ministry that you've been involved in now for a very, very long time. Obviously, you've done a lot of work with Compassion Canada. Let's start in the beginning. You know, clearly you've been drawn to share the word of Jesus Christ, and how did that path begin?
Yeah, well, I was born to a son of a Baptist minister, right? So my mom and dad, obviously, strong belief in Jesus and his teachings, and dad's an amazing speaker. Even though English is not his first language, he came over from Germany as a rebellious teenager, high school dropout. I can say that on air. He now has a doctorate, so it's all good.
It all worked out.
It all worked out. I think he's actually been a high school principal along the way, but doesn't have a high school diploma, which is an interesting scenario. But no, I grew up in the church, and that's great, and that brings us difficulties too, because being the son of a minister, you get to see more than just the teaching of the word and the personal experience with Jesus, but you also get to see all the politics and the fact that churches are made up of people, which is their main downfall. And I mean, we all have our issues. And so I grew up with that, saying I will never be a pastor. And I had a real chip on my shoulder for a lot of years as a youth. And of course, God's got a great sense of humor, because fast forward many years later, I was a worship pastor. And I still consider myself, even though I'm not in a full-time church role, I'm working with Compassion, I still consider myself to be a worship pastor and a worship teacher as I travel from place to place with Compassion. So that's my journey. I was, you know, became a believer in Jesus Christ early, accepted him as my Lord and Savior. That has been up and down and sideways, like with many of us, but he's more than faithful. And I'm able to now serve the church both full-time for 7 years in Alberta, and also now get to serve the church by partnering with them with the work of compassion and actually building the kingdom in little snips and pieces all across this country. So it's a real privilege.
Gather in His name, come to Him just as you are today. As we seek His face, turn your hearts and turn your eyes His way. As we gather in His name, sing with one voice. As we gather in His name, the heavens rejoice. As we gather in His name, singing His praise, He meets us in this place. As we gather in His name, as we hear His word today, listen now to what He has to say. As we wait on Him and pray, strength will rise and lives begin to change. As we gather in His name, sing with one voice. As we gather in His name, the heavens rejoice. As we gather in His name, singing His praise, He meets us in this place. As we gather in His name, He meets us in this place as we gather in His name. As we gather in Your name to sing with one voice. As we gather in Your name, the heavens rejoice. As we gather in Your name, singing Your praise. You meet us in this place. You meet us.
Praise and worship singer-songwriter Mike R. Schuster, our guest this week on Made in Manitoba.
Today, we're featuring his new album, Sing-Alongs and Pseudo-Hymns, which includes a number of original compositions and reimaginings of traditional hymns.
And it was that approach to this album that led to the play on words in his title. Mike will share the story in our next segment. By the way, if you know someone or even a group we should feature on Made in Manitoba, email us at Michelle Jamie, J-A-Y-M-E, so it's Michelle Jamie Chris at goldenwestradio.com.
Oh, troubled heart, don't be afraid. In the Lord your God, let your hope be stayed. He will hear your crying and will give you aid. Whatever your cross may be, oh troubled heart, though your foes unite, let your faith be strong and your armor bright. You will overcome through His power. your greatest need, yeah, He is always near. To Him all glory be. He is able,
He is able,
more than able. He is able to deliver you. He is able,
He is able,
more than able. Yes, my God, we'll see you
transition now into the brand new album, and we literally mean brand new album.
Yeah.
I love the title, Sing-Alongs and Pseudo-Hymns. Mm-hmm. Obviously a play on words there. Have to ask you about it, Mike. What were you trying to get at with that title?
Well, that's accurate, and I've struggled, and we'll see. My family doesn't necessarily always agree with me on every decision I make on albums, as families go.
Yes.
And this one, I thought of that title as I was writing towards this album and thinking, if I got to put out an album and didn't care what people thought, what would I have the album be about? And this is exactly what it is. And I think this is really a title that we could label most of what we do in church on. Like, the whole point of these songs is that they're singable, they're engaging, that they allow people to worship. And a pseudo hymn, because 8 out of the 12 songs in this album are modern interpretations of old hymn lyrics. One of those is 300 years old, and yet set to a contemporary melody, and again, I didn't listen to these hymns. I just gleaned the words and tried to go fresh mm-hmm. with them. So they're sing-alongs and they're pseudo-hymns, and I think that's an accurate title. Never know what people are going to think until you put it out there. It's been out for like 20 days now, so yeah, I think that's what it's about.
Let's talk a little bit about the originals and the co-writes on the album. Clearly, you could have went with an entire pseudo-hymn album if
yes.
you wanted. There's tons of material out there for you to do that. Why was it important for you to have some original and some co-writes on this disc?
Yeah, and it's one layer deeper as well. So the reason I wanted to have both is because I think it's important that we don't go all way in one direction at all. I don't want to send the message that if you're a hymn church, you sing hymns, and if you're a contemporary church, you know, this is not about hymns versus contemporary. It is all worship. It is, first of all, it's not even about us. Worship is our spirit connecting to God's spirit. It's about us in relationship. And so I don't want to send that message that this is, you know, all hymns. I also didn't want to touch, there are some great hymns that I won't mess with because I think they work. And if they're already working and they're already being sung with the next generation, there's no need for that intervention. This is an intervention for me. Some of these lyrics are amazing. Some of the theology is really sound, even though, even with that, I had two theologians work with me on this album, one being my dad and one being Pastor Schaefer Parker from Calgary. Amazing guys that just get in and pick every word apart. And even the hymns, I want to throw through that filter, make sure this is good theology. So for me, this is preserving those lyrics for the next generation. And they're not going to sing them the way they are, pipe organ and 100-piece choir. But they might sing it if you put a Jack Johnson riff in there and work it through. The other area with the co-writes is that it gives me an opportunity to expand my horizons a little bit. When we sit down with other artists and write songs, collectively I'm speaking, I'm not sure who I'm speaking for here, but one of the things we tend to ask is, what kind of songs do churches need? God doesn't need our songs. God's doing fine, right? But yeah. Churches do need some fresh songs, sing a new song to the Lord, like a new expression, what's happening in the church. And I often pick target songs. We need things for communion themes. We need opening songs. And so the very first one on the album, As We Gather in His Name, it's an opener. It's a, hey guys, it's time to get out of the foyer and stop drinking coffee, come in and start worshiping. That's why we're here. And As We Gather in His Name is exactly that. It's talking about the coming together from Hebrews chapter 10, just saying we need to be here supporting, encouraging, holding each other accountable, lifting up our voices together. And so we target specific songs like that. There's another song on the album, too, that I wrote with three other Compassion artists. And it actually started with us sitting around doing the finger game. Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, and here, you know, yep. Right? We've all done it.
Yes, we have.
And the sad part is, this is a completely contemporary song. I love it. I think it turned out great. But when you go through those lyrics, people find themselves fumbling with their hands. It's a little embarrassing. But yeah, you find some theme and you speak to it. And that's what we're trying to do, is give the church a voice, give them some words as a launching point to worship, and just allow them to connect to our Maker.
As we wrap up here today on Made in Manitoba, I wanted to ask you what you hope people get from sing-alongs and pseudo-hymns after they have a listen to it, because everyone's going to listen to an album differently, but I'm sure there's some desire in you, Mike, as to what you hope they glean from it.
I'm really hoping that that people connect to God, that they find a way, whether it's through personal listening in their car or in their home, or whether it's in their church and saying, hey, here's a new fresh expression, here's something that's actually singable. One of the things we run into so often is churches moving towards performance rather than engagement and participation. And I can say, if I had a soapbox, I would be on that soapbox right now. We need to engage people in worship. Churches don't change people. God changes people. And the church's role is to help people engage, remove the distractions, maximize engagement, and get people to a place that they can encounter God in a real way. And I think these songs have potential to do that, because they're not simple, as in that they're simplistic, but they're simple in that they're engaging, they're hooky, they're catchy. I hope these songs get stuck in your head all week.
Here is the church, here are her people gathering here, with hearts that are grateful for you alone, are worthy of all we bring. We celebrate, we come to worship all that you are, all that you've done, and how could we sing and lift any other name? Glorious risen Son. Spirit, hearing your voice, following in your way. We raise our hands, crying out holy. We raise a song to honor you only. We stand and agree, you're worthy of every praise. Glorious risen Son. Yeah. higher, we lift you high. Higher and higher, we lift you. Higher and higher, we lift you. Higher and higher, we lift you high.
R. Schuster, a Manitoban at heart, now living in Alberta. Our guest this week on Made in Manitoba.
We were sharing his new album, Sing-Alongs and Pseudo-Hymns, and talking about how it features both original tracks and reimaginings of traditional hymns.
Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, you can listen to past episodes of Made in Manitoba on our radio station blog page. For my co-hosts, Michelle Sawatsky and Jamie Giesbrecht, and producer Clint Clausen, I'm Chris Sumner. Thank you for listening.